loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us now bow our heads while we pray.
我们祷告的时候，请各位低头。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，今天我们要研究一个重要的题目，就是你赐给人类极大的希望。求主帮助每位听众，不但是可以相信这番道理，更是求主感动他们，使他们愿意预备主耶稣的再来。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Please turn with us to Lesson 61.
请翻到第61课。
Lesson 61, the subject, I will come again.
第61课的题目是我必再来。
There is a famous American general,
有一位有名的美国将军，
who has many friends in Asia.
他在亚洲有很多的朋友。
His name is Douglas MacArthur.
他的名字是麦克阿瑟。
On March 11,
1942, 在1942年3月11号，
he was forced to evacuate from the Bataan Peninsula in the Philippines.
他被迫从菲律宾的巴丹半岛撤退。
However, before he left, he promised the Filipinos, I will return.
但是在他离开之前，他向菲律宾人应许说，我必再来。
The country waited for over 2 years.
给国家等待了两年多。
Many prisoners waited in concentration camps.
很多的战犯在集中营里头等待着。
When they became discouraged,
等他们灰心的时候，
their hopes were buoyed up as they thought of the promise.
当他们想到这个应许的时候，他们的希望就振作起来了。
Then the rumors became more and more prevalent.
然后这个谣言或者传说就越蔓延越广。
MacArthur is coming soon.
就是麦克阿瑟快回来了。
Before long, it was a reality.
过了没有多久，这就成为事实了。
People shouted for joy when they heard the familiar voice of this great military leader.
当那些人在收音机里头听见这位伟大的军事领袖那个熟悉的声音的时候，都快乐地喊叫起来。
Yes, they heard the familiar voice of this great military leader over the radio. His first words were, I have returned.
他所说的第一句话就是，我已经回来了。
Dear student,
各位亲爱的学员，
There is a deliverer greater than MacArthur returning to this earth.
有一位比麦克阿瑟更伟大的拯救者要回到这世上来。
He is coming not to deliver a nation from its enemies.
他来并不是要拯救一个国家脱离他的仇敌，
but to deliver men and women from death.
而是要拯救男男女女脱离死亡。
This deliverer is Christ.
这位救主就是基督。
The promise of Jesus is certain.
基督的应许是确实的。
Let us read from Hebrews 9:28.
我们看希伯来书九章二十八节。
So Christ, having been offered once,
像这样，基督既然一次被献
，to bear the sins of many,
担当了多人的罪
，will appear a second time.Not to deal with sin.
将来要第二次显现， 并与罪无关。
But to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
而是要拯救那些等候他的人。
When Jesus came the first time,
耶稣第一次来的时候,
he was the sin bearer.
他是罪的担当者。
However,
但是,
when he comes the second time,
他第二次来的时候,
he comes as a deliverer.
他就是以拯救者的身份而来。
Whom does he deliver?
他要拯救谁呢?
Those who are waiting for him.
就是那些等待着他的人。
Waiting implies being ready.
所谓等候有准备好的意思。
When a person invites a guest to his house,
一个人要是请客人到他家里头来,
he does not wait for the guest to arrive before preparing the food.
他不会等到客人来了以后然后才预备食物。
He will prepare everything early.
他要事先就把每一样东西都准备好。
Then when the guest arrives,
然后当客人来的时候,
he is waiting and ready to entertain him.
他就已经在等候预备好要招待他了。
Even so, those who look for Christ to arrive,
同样的,凡是等待着基督来临的人,
will not wait until they see him coming before they prepare.
他不会等到看见耶稣来了然后才准备。
They will prepare before he comes.
他们会在他来之前就准备好。
So that they will be ready and waiting.
这样他们就可以准备妥当可以等着他来了。
When Christ was on earth,
当基督在世上的时候
he told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒说
That he must leave them,
他必须要离开他们
and return to his father.
回到他父那里去。
The disciples were very sad,
门徒都很难过
but were comforted by these words.
但是却因这些话而得着了安慰。
Let not your heart be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信上帝，也当信我。
In my father's house are many mansions.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
If it were not so,
若是没有,
I would have told you.
我就早已告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我若去为你们预备了地方,
I will come again.
就必再来。
And receive you unto myself.
接你们到我那里去
that where I am,
我在那里
there ye may be also,
叫你们也在那里
John 14:1-3
约翰十四章一到三节
Jesus said, I will come again.
耶稣说我必再来
This sentence brings hope to all mankind.
这句话使所有的人有了希望
From time immemorial,
从亘古以来,
many of God's faithful servants,
就是说从古以来很多上帝忠心的仆人,
have waited for the fulfillment of this promise,
曾经等待这个应许的实现,
even before Christ came to earth,
在基督还没有来到这世上之先,
and spoke this promise to his disciples,
还没有向他的门徒说出这个应许之前,
it was the hope of Enoch,
这就是以挪的希望,
the seventh patriarch removed from Adam,
他是亚当的第七世的孙子。
We have this hope recorded in Jude verse 14.
这个希望是记录在犹大书第十四节
And Enoch also prophesied of these saying
以挪曾预言这些人说
Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints
主带着他的千万圣者降临
The promise of Christ's second coming
论到基督复临的应许
was also the hope of the Apostle Paul
也是使徒保罗所有的希望
In his epistle to Titus, he says
在他写给提多的书信里头这样说
Looking for that blessed hope
等候所盼望的福
And the glorious appearing of the great God
并等候至大的上帝
and our Savior Jesus Christ.
和我们救主耶稣基督的显现。
Yes, waiting for the glorious appearing of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13.
提多书二章十三节。
From apostolic times.
从使徒的时代。
The devout of all ages.
历代以来那些热诚的人，忠心的人。
Have kept this hope burning brightly in their hearts.
都曾经使这个希望在他们的心中旺盛的燃烧着。
The second coming of Christ
基督复临
is the keynote of Scripture.
乃是圣经中的一个主题。
In 266 chapters of the New Testament,
在新约的266章里头
there are 318 verses,
一共有318节
which speak of the second coming of Christ.
提到基督复临的事情。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里头
there are also many references to his second advent.
也有很多的地方提到他的复临。
Today, the greatest news is the solemn truth that Jesus is coming soon.
今天最大的消息就是基督耶稣快来的严肃真理。
This news must be carried to all the world.
这个消息必须要传到世界各个地方去。
Those who hear the good news should tell their relatives and friends.
凡是听见这个好消息的人都应当去告诉他们的亲戚和朋友。
Let one tell 10.
一个人可以传十个人。
And 10 tell 100.
十传百。
Until the whole earth is lighted with the hope of this imminent event.
一直到整个世界都被这即将临到的大事希望照亮。
The most important work which you and I have to do,
你我所必须要做的最重要的工作
is to prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
就是要为耶稣基督的复临而准备。
Now we have the vocabulary words at the end of lesson 61.
第61课一共有这个后面有我们的生字。
One.
第一个。
Evacuate.
撤退。
Evacuate. Two. Peninsula.
半岛。
Peninsula. Three.Boyd,
正座
Boyd. Four, rumors,
传闻或者谣言
Rumors. Five, implies,
含有某一种意思
Implies. Six, mansions,
大厦或者是房屋
Mansions.Seven, epistle,
书信
epistle. Eight, apostolic,
使徒的
apostolic. Nine, devout,
敬虔的
devout. Now this lesson is a little shorter today.
今天这一课比较稍微短一点。
We have time to read it over in English.
我们还有时间用英文把它再念一遍。
Lesson 61, I will come again.
第61课,我必再来。
There is a famous American general who has many friends in Asia. His name is...Douglas MacArthur. On March 11, 1942, he was forced to evacuate from the Bataan Peninsula in the Philippines. However, before he left, he promised the Filipinos, I will return. The country waited for over 2 years. Many prisoners waited in concentration camps.When they became discouraged, Their hopes were buoyed up as they thought of the promise. Then the rumors became more and more prevalent. MacArthur is coming soon. Before long, it was a reality. People shouted for joy when they heard the familiar voice of this great military leader over the radio. His first words were, "I have returned." Dear student, there is a deliverer greater than MacArthur returning to this earth. He is coming not to deliver a nation from its enemies, but to deliver men and women from death. This deliverer is Christ. The promise of Jesus is certain. Let us read from Hebrews 9:28. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. When Jesus came the first time, he was the sin bearer. However, when he comes the second time, he comes as a deliverer. Whom does he deliver? Those who are waiting for him. Waiting implies being ready. When a person invites a guest to his house, he does not wait for the guest to arrive before preparing the food. He will prepare everything early. Then, when the guests arrive, he is waiting and ready to entertain him. Even so, those who look for Christ to arrive will not wait until they see him coming before they prepare. They will prepare before he comes, so that they will be ready and waiting. When Christ was on earth, he told his disciples that he must leave them and return to his Father. The disciples were very sad, but were comforted by these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14:1-3. Jesus said, "I will come again." This sentence brings hope to all mankind. From time immemorial, many of God's faithful servants have waited for the fulfillment of this promise. Even before Christ came to earth and spoke this promise to his disciples, it was the hope of Enoch, the 7th patriarch removed from Adam. We have this hope recorded in Jude 14. And Enoch also prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." The promise of Christ's second coming was also the hope of the Apostle Paul. In his epistle to Titus, he says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Titus 2:13. From apostolic times, the devout of all ages have kept this hope burning brightly in their hearts. The second coming of Christ is the keynote of Scripture. In 266 chapters of the New Testament, there are 318 verses which speak of the second coming of Christ. In the Old Testament, there are also many references to his second advent. Today, the greatest news is the solemn truth that Jesus is coming soon. This news must be carried to all the world. Those who hear the good news should tell their relatives and friends. Let one tell 10,
and 10 till 100, until the whole earth is lightened with the hope of this imminent event. The most important work which you and I have to do is to prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I trust that the contents of this lesson is bringing you hope in the future.
我希望这一课的内容已经使你对将来有了希望。
We have not discussed as yet the manner of Christ's coming.
我们还没有讨论到基督复临的样式。
The emphasis of this lesson that Christ's coming is sure or certain.
这一课的重心乃是在说明耶稣基督的复临是一件确实会发生的事情。
Christ's words have all been accurately fulfilled.
耶稣基督所说的话完全都准确地应验。
Therefore, we believe that those words which have not been fulfilled as yet will be fulfilled when the time comes.
所以我们相信还有一部分没有应验的那些话到了时候也一定会应验。
We believe when Christ says, I will come again, that he will surely come.
我们相信当耶稣说我必快来，那么他一定是要再来的。
This message is a part of the gospel which must be preached to all the world.
这个信息乃是要传到世界各地的福音中间的一部分。
We must proclaim to the inhabitants of the world that Christ is coming soon.
我们必须要向全世界的居民宣告说是耶稣基督快要回来了。
Have you given this news to the members of your family?
你有没有把这个好消息告诉你家里头的人？
Your friends and your neighbors?
你的朋友和你的邻居？
We have a responsibility to proclaim the good news which we receive from God's word.
我们有一种责任将我们从上帝的话里头所得到的信息要传给别人。
You have noticed here in the next to the last paragraph,
会注意到在靠近末了的地方倒数第二段里头
that the second coming of Christ is the keynote of Scripture or the central theme of Scripture.
提到基督复临乃是圣经的主题。
Not only in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament.
不单是在新约，在旧约也是一样。
Even before Christ's first advent,There were prophets in the Old Testament who prophesied of his second coming.
在耶稣还没有来到这世界上之前，古时候的先知就已经预言到他第二次的来临了。
And as you study your Bible, you will discover that this was the hope of the faithful down through all the ages.
要是研究圣经的时候，你就会发现历代以来所有忠心的人都有这个希望。
In every age, people expected Christ to come.
在每一个时代那些人都盼望着耶稣来。
We live in the age or the time of his coming.
我们所处的是他即将来临的时代。
In a few lessons, we will discover the signs of Christ's coming.
再过几课我们就要研究到耶稣基督复临的兆头。
To know that his coming is near at hand.
我们就可以看出来他复临的日子的确是近的。
And these lessons should convict you and cause you to get ready.
这些课文应该能够感动你的心，使你为这件事情做准备。
Let us read this last paragraph again.
我们再把这最后的一段再念一遍。
Today the greatest news is the solemn truth that Jesus is coming again.
今天最大的消息就是耶稣快来的严肃真理。
This news must be carried to all the world.
这个消息必须要传到全世界各个地方去。
Those who hear the good news,
凡是听见这好消息的人
should tell their relatives and friends.
就应该告诉他们的亲戚和朋友。
Let one tell 10,
要一传十
and 10 tell 100.
十传百或者是千
Until the whole earth is lightened with the hope of this imminent event.
直到全世界都被这即将要发生的大事所光照。
an imminent event is something which is about to come to pass. The most important work which you and I have to do,
你我所必须要做最重要的工作,
is to prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
就是为耶稣基督的福临而预备。
May God help us each one to get ready.
愿上帝帮助每一个人都准备好。
May God bless you until our next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。